On, I would invite your attention to the book of Revelation and chapter number 21. The book of Revelation, chapter 21. Every so often, we break away from our normal studies, and I have a series that is just an off and on series that I do, and it is called Songs in the Night. And we look at songs that we sing, and we try to learn more either about the author, the writer of the song. We try to learn more about the history behind it, what prompted the writing of the song. And I just think it's healthy. I think it's good for us. I think it's encouraging when you learn a little bit that God's people have gone through some hard times, and God has used their difficulties to encourage them to sit down and put pen to paper and write words of encouragement to other saints. And if you're like me, there have been many, many times when a song was a real friend, and a source of encouragement in some dark days, all right? And listen, I am, you can say what you want about my preaching. I said this afternoon, I've been preaching for almost 20 years now, and you think it probably would be better by now, but whatever the case is, I am committed to expounding Scripture. I am committed to walking you through books. Say what you want about my preaching, but I hope you can say when we hear Lewis, he's going to teach us the Word of God. And so I don't feel any guilt about stepping away from a verse-by-verse exposition every once in a while to do something like this. And I think when you hear a little bit more about this song and a little about the songwriter, it'll be an encouragement to you. And maybe even when you sing this song from now on, it'll leap off the page. Revelation 21 points our minds forward. And just like the song that we sing, points our eyes to a better place, a better time, a better home, better peace and love and joy, just better. Look at what God's Word says, and this is for all who know Christ and the power of His resurrection, for those who have been born again, those who are truly saved. This is something that you will see. This is not a maybe so. This is not, I hope I win the lottery and this works out. No, this is, you can have confidence that as a child of God, as a Christian, this is something you're going to witness, something you're going to see. And that ought to bless your heart. And it ought to encourage you to keep on keeping on. Because when you breathe your last here, it's not all said and done. There is a better place on the other side. Amen. A place where Christ says, I've gone to prepare for you. Listen to what the writer says as John is ushered up into glory and allowed to see future events, future place, future time. Revelation 21, verse 1, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. In particular, notice verse 4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And then just jump over to verse 22 of this same chapter. Verse 22 says, and I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it, that holy city, shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. This evening I'm interested in teaching and talking a little bit about that song, "Where the Soul of Man Never Dies," or "To Canaan's Land I'm On My Way." Now, this song was written by a man by the name of William M. Golden. Let me read this to you. Eupora, Mississippi, May 13th, 1934. William M. Golden, that is the author of this song. William M. Golden, writer of religious songs and revival leader, died en route to a Jackson hospital Sunday. Golden was dead when the ambulance in which he was being carried to the Baptist hospital reached Jackson and the body was returned to Webster County. Funeral services and interment occurred at Matheson. Golden was riding on the front bolster of a trailer on a truck headed north toward Walthall. And I didn't know what front bolster of a trailer was, so I looked it up. And the best way I can describe it is you see all these logging trucks that make their way around, those big U-shaped things where they set the logs down in, those are called bolsters. And so he was riding and sitting on the front part of one of those when he was in a car wreck. This man was in a car wreck. Golden was riding on the front bolster of a trailer on a truck headed north toward Walthall when the truck passed a car occupied by four men, and it doesn't say men, but it's 1934, just outside of Eupora. It says Golden suffered a dislocated shoulder with serious spinal and internal injuries. He was sent to Jackson after first aid treatment at Eupora, but failed to survive the trip. Mr. Golden was well and widely known in Choctaw. He was the candidate for representative in this county in the last campaign. His many friends throughout his section regretted exceedingly to hear of his tragic death. Now, often when I do these songs in the night, when I do this studies, there is a long and interesting history behind the author of the song. Sometimes it's super interesting to find out the biography of the lives of the songwriter. However, on this occasion, we actually know very, very little about the songwriter himself. We know that he was 56 years old when he died, and that it is understood that he only had one child and that this child had died at a very young age. And for some reason, and if you can find it out, I'd be interested in it, but for some reason, although we don't know what, most of the 20-plus songs that he wrote were written while he was serving an 8-year prison sentence. Why he was in prison, we just don't know. Where he was in prison, we just don't know. But the change, there is an evidential change in his life that can be studied and learned simply by reading some of the lyrics in the songs that he wrote. I want to mention one of these songs to you. In fact, the one that we sing, "Where the Soul of Man Never Dies," is really the most popular song that he wrote. But he also wrote one that teaches us a little bit about him. And he wrote a song entitled, "Will My Mother Know Me There?" And these are the words to that song. He said, "When I reach my home eternal, reach that city bright and fair, when I stand among the angels, will my mother know me there? I have changed with the changing seasons. I am bent with toil and care. When I stand among the angels, will my mother know me there? All for me my mother wrestled when she used to kneel in prayer. Do you think she has forgotten? Will my mother know me there? Yes, I know that she will know me in those mansions bright and fair, Mother's love can ne'er forget me, and I'm sure she'll know me there. Now, I'm not interested in arguing the theology of that song, okay? I will simply say that I think all earthly relationships are just that. I think they're earthly. And they do not translate to the next life. But I do understand his plea. Do you get what he is saying through that song? In that song, he is saying, Mama prayed for me. Mama kept praying for me. She did not know, but that I came to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when I get to heaven, is she going to know me there? Is she going to know that her son made it? That's what this song, this particular song is about. He wants to know that her prayers made a difference in his life. Why he was in prison, why he was there, we just don't know. But I think in some degree we can say that he is saying it's been a rocky road. I've been down in the ditches. I've gone through some hard times. But praise God, now I'm on my way to heaven. And when I get there, will my mother know it's me? So I think you can see a change in his life. Now, very briefly, I just want to think a little bit about the lyrics of the song. And in the song, every verse and the chorus in particular point our mind to a better day and a better place. One line in the song talks about where darkness is turned to day. And I am reminded of Revelation 21, verse 23, where it says, the city had no need of the sun or the moon, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. I am thankful that there is a place where there will be no darkness, not even a shadow. You want to talk about how bright Christ will shine? Not even a shadow. Many of us have spent some long nights heartbroken, sad, lonely, prayerful, and tearful. But there's a better day coming. There's a brighter day coming. And it is songs like this one that we are speaking of this evening. It is songs like this that just help us to remember that there is coming a day where it'll be all bright and sunshine. And when I say sunshine, it's S-O-N, shine, not S-U-N, shine. He also mentions in the song that we will spend eternity. I used to, when I was young, this was long before I was a preacher, but I used to love to sit down and listen to my dad and other preachers sit around and argue. You know, they not argue, but talk. You know what I mean? They'd sit around and talk doctrine and things, and I just loved it. I loved sitting around. I learned, and I loved that interaction. And one of the things that would come up sometimes is one preacher would say, well, you can't spend eternity, you know, because when you spend your money, it's all gone. And my dad, God bless his soul, you know, he's still alive, but he is the biggest song critic you ever heard. But he would say, listen, I spend my money and it's gone. But you can't spend eternity because it's forever. So let's not quarrel over these words. We're going to spend eternity. We will be there forever. How long is that? It's a long time. It's a long time to be wrong about God, I can tell you that. It's a long time to spend in the flames of an eternal hell. Eternity is a long time. And that's where we, God's children, will be. Now, what will this place be like? I tell you right here, Revelation 21, verse 4, there'll be no more tears, no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, no more pain. All of those things are gone. Anybody interested in a place like that? I am. Anybody interested in going to a place where you don't have to say goodbye anymore? No parting there? No sad goodbyes? Listen, I'm hesitant to say this because I don't want to be misunderstood. But if I never preach another funeral sermon, that'll be all right with me. Now, if you die and you want me to preach your funeral, I'll preach your funeral. Amen. I will. And I'm going to preach Jesus. Now, you can just count on that. I'm going to preach Jesus. But I am so thankful that there is a place where there will be no more death, no more saying goodbye, no more sickness, no more cancer, no more sorrow. And I think it is songs like this that remind us of it. Sometimes we get down and we get hurt and we battle with the afflictions of this old body and the weakness. But that's all here and now. That's all temporal. There is a brighter day that will dawn. Amen. There is a light that shines across the shore. The light that is empowered by the immutable love of God that directs our path to glory. And I like the way the songwriter puts it. He doesn't say, I hope I make it. If you've witnessed much at all, and you've talked to people about the Lord, you will run into people who will just say, I hope I make it. Now, I can't speak for you, but I'm going to heaven when I die. And that's not a question. That's not up in the air. And I'm not saying, you know, I hope so, cross my fingers, trying to do my best. No, I'm trusting in Jesus Christ and His finished work. And I'm on my way to that fair land. I'm on my way. I don't know what I'm going to have to go through before I get there, but I'm on my way. And there's nothing on heaven or in hell beneath that's going to stop it. I'm on my way. I thank God. I'm glad not even I can mess that up. Because if I could, I would. I was out on a mail route one day. I'm sure I've shared this with you before. I was out on a mail route one day, and this man, old gentleman, came up, and he just wanted to talk, perhaps argue more than anything. And we ended up talking about the Lord and some things, and he just said, listen, I don't think anybody can really know whether or not you're going to go to heaven when you die. And I said, well, brother, I don't know about you, but I know where I'm going when I die. I'm on my way. I'm on my way to Canaan. I'm headed to that fair land. And the songwriter here speaks with confidence, and so can you if you know Christ and the power of His resurrection. You can know. You can know that you know. And there's nothing, not even my own stubborn rebellion, can keep that. Do you know it? And then more than that, are you eager for it? I'm looking forward to that day. Are you? I'm looking forward to that day when we enter into that place called heaven, that glory land. I know, and don't, I know that I'm relatively young, comparatively. I'm not looking at anybody when I say that, okay? I'm looking at the floor. I know that I'm relatively young to something, but I'm going to tell you, the older I get, the more anxious I am to go to heaven. Amen, the more I live with me, the more anxious I am. The more funerals I attend, the more anxious I am. The more friends I see die, the more anxious I am. I'm ready to go to glory. I'm ready to go. And that's like I told him at the nursing home this afternoon, we'll see you next month unless Jesus comes, and if He comes, that'll be all right. That'll be all right. The chorus of this song abounds with blessing and encouragement. There'll be no sad farewells, no tear-dimmed eyes. There's a place where all is peace and joy and love. Now, does that sound like America? I wish, but it's not. It's not all peace and joy and love. It's not even home all the time. It's not church all the time, because we are all fallen sinners. But there is a place where it is peaceful all the time, where there's joy all the time, where there's love all the time. Today we were sitting eating lunch and we heard that our neighbor's mother passed away. And folks, listen. Death is coming. It is inevitable. Unless Christ comes first. But there is a place where death will never separate us from our loved ones anymore. Like the songwriter, I can say the road has been rocky And at times I've lost my way, but by God's tender grace, I'm headed to a place without sorrow, sickness. I put sorrow twice in my notes. That messed me up. Sickness, sorrow, suffering, or sin? And that last part's especially good. No sin. No sin. Listen. Verse 27, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Is your name written in the Lamb's book of life? Amen. If it's there, my friends, you'll be there. Now let me share something with you about this song. When William Golden wrote this song in 1914 from his prison cell, he entitled it "To Canaan's Land, I'm on My Way." Years later, Hank Williams, I bet some of you might remember old Hank. Hank Williams recorded it under the title "Where the Soul of Man Never Dies." And it became a huge hit. And this song has been sung and resung and recorded by many artists. Johnny Cash, Ricky Skaggs, even Willie Nelson has recorded this song. But there is one artist or one group in particular that recorded the song, and they have a wonderful story to tell about this song, "Where the Soul of Man Never Dies." In 1976, the Oak Ridge Boys. And now listen, if you don't like the Oak Ridge Boys, you just need to get saved. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, if you don't like them, you're just not a Christian. Now, I'm being tongue-in-cheek, you understand? But anyway, in 1976, the Oak Ridge Boys were invited to sing in Russia. And this was a huge honor and a rare opportunity. At the time, the communists still had a stranglehold on the USSR, and the Iron Curtain was standing strong. But before the trip was made, the Russians demanded that the Oak Ridge Boys submit all the lyrics to their songs for pre-approval. Dwayne Allen, who is the lead singer of the Oak Ridge Boys, tells the story, and I'm going to read it in his words. He says, "Shortly after the tour began, we realized we needed more songs. At that time, we didn't have country music hits. We only had our gospel music. And it was difficult to get those songs approved by the communist." Allen then goes on to say, "I wanted to use the song 'Where the Soul of Man Never Dies' because we had recently won a Grammy for it. But fearing it would be rejected by the censors, I submitted the song under the original title, 'To Canaan's Land, I'm on My Way.'" He said, "The Soviets took the song into a room, and a half hour later, they called me in. They said we could sing the song if we changed the first line, because they didn't know what Canaan was, and the word was not found in any of their dictionaries. So they asked if we could change the lyrics and sing 'To Disneyland, I'm on My Way,' because they had heard of Disneyland." Shocked and somewhat appalled, Allen thought for a moment and then responded by saying, "What if we change it to this? What if we sing 'To That Fair Land, I'm on My Way'?" And that satisfied them, and he writes and says it became one of the biggest hits on the tour.
Amen.
But the story doesn't end there. The lead singer went on to tell this. He said the very evening that they had approved the song, following the concert, they loaded us into a military bus for departure. And as we were getting ready to leave, an old woman ran up and knocked on the glass. When I pulled down the window, she pitched in a note that fell to my feet. I bent over and picked it up, then turned to wave goodbye. To my horror, she was being dragged off and beaten by the authorities. Opening the note, I read her words, which I've never forgotten: "Keep singing about Jesus, she said. There are still those of us over here who love His message.
Amen, brother.
And as long as I'm able, I want to keep singing and preaching about Jesus. For He is the reason why we are on our way to that fair land where the soul of man never dies.
Amen.
I'm going to leave you tonight with a song, the lyrics from a song also by this same writer, by William Golden. Listen to this. How happy we'll be when Jesus we see, with sorrows and troubles all o'er, He's waiting for you, He's waiting for me at home on that beautiful shore.
Amen.
Oh, glory, how sweet, with loved ones to meet, where parting will never be known. There Jesus will be the sweetest to me. He'll claim me as one of His own. What glory at last, with sorrows all past, where teardrops will never more fall. And Jesus will be the sweetest to me. I'm watching and waiting His call.
Amen.
There's glory for you. There's glory for me. There's glory for one and all. Where Jesus will be the sweetest to me. I'm ready and waiting His call. Now that's just a pretty good, in my mind, story about a song that we love to sing. To Canaan's land, I'm on my way. Can you say that tonight? Can you say that with affirmation? Do you know that you know that you're saved? Do you know Christ? Have you been born again? I point you to the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. There is a place better than this. Listen, I'm happy. God has blessed me. I've got a good life. But my hope, my joy is that it's going to get better than this.
Amen.
If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we're of all men most miserable. But there's a brighter day dawning. Child of God, in the midst of your suffering, in the midst of your sorrow, put a song to your heart and remember, to Canaan's land, I'm on my way where the soul of man never dies. See, that part inside of you that makes you, you, that's your soul, your spirit. This flesh is just clay, it's dirt. You're going to lay it all down. But this part in here is going to go on after your body's laid in the grave. Where will it be?
Amen.
Where will you spend eternity? God bless you. I love you. I'll be praying for you, and I hope that you have a good week.